Welcome back, everyone. This is Betska, the Guru Coach, with Raj Vashist, co-host of Mindful Leadership Beyond Borders. And today, our special guests are Zachary Belknap and Amanda Jacobson. And Raj, take it away. You have a fascinating question to ask Amanda.
Yeah. Hi, Amanda. I'm so curious about you, especially because I have seen my one of very close female friend. She was pregnant, and after the baby, she was so much tense about her good body, good shape, good physique, because she always want to fit. She don't want to compromise on this. So a lot of women, they want these things, but after the pregnancy, after so much complication in body type, hormones changes. So what is your opinion for these women?
Yeah, it's definitely true that after having kids, there is a hormonal shift in women. And this doesn't necessarily happen in men. So it feels really unfair, right? But even if you haven't had children, as women approach menopause age, we also, there's a shift in hormones, and we tend to hold fat in our midsection more than we did when we were younger. And it can be due to hormonal shift, but it can also just be due to not being as active as we were when we were younger and not realizing that we've become less active. We have babies now, we take care of them, we drive them places, soccer, pool, whatever, and then we don't take the time for ourselves. So we're less physically active, and that's happening kind of more, it's happening slowly, so we don't realize it happening. But also, when we're in our 20s, we can kind of eat whatever we want. Most of us were able to stay pretty lean, and in combination with being active on top of that, right? So now we're in our 30s and 40s. We're still trying to eat like we were in our 20s. We're still acting like our bodies are 25 years old, when really we need to pay more attention to them. And most women have been under eating accidentally for many, many years. Diet culture has told women less is better, right? Less calories means that you'll be skinnier. And it kind of freezes our metabolisms. And so we've got less activity, crappy metabolism, and then probably eating too much fat, right? Or relying on comfort foods too often. And so a lot of women just need to look at what they are actually putting in their mouths on a daily basis and probably just increase their protein to build muscle, right? Eat a little bit less fat and take more time to be active for themselves. There also is just a little bit of like body acceptance. Like, I've had children and my waist will never be 27 inches again. but I can do the best that I can with the body that I have and with the abilities that I have.
And one more thing, some people I have seen, they are following wrong diet according to their friend. They don't know what my body want. That is the big problem.
Yeah. The first thing that I do when I bring on a client is I have them log their food for a week, so I can see what they're eating, and, you know, I'll find the issues with it and kind of slowly incorporate healthier eating for them specifically. Right. So there's definitely no one size fits all for how much protein someone should be eating, how much fat someone should be eating, how much carbs someone should be eating. And if it makes them feel good, we continue it. If it's not working for them, then, you know, we switch it up. But yeah, diets are just as individual kind of as workout plans need to be.
And the men, the boys and men's point of view, if they are not in good shape and the wife and the girlfriend is very good shape, so they feel very insecure. So, Zachary, you suggest this advice for us.
This is kind of going into more like the quality of relationship type question. And I think anyone that's been in a relationship understands that communication is like the number one factor there. And so, like, Amanda and I have been very clear that this is like a core value. Like, fitness is a core value for both of us. And to see if one of us were to fall out of that, that would be like a big problem, because it's not just like a hobby, or it's not just about looking a certain way. It's like, we value health above pretty much anything else. And you know, it'd be similar to if one of us were to stop being vegan. It's like an ethical issue that would be like, it would go against our values. And so I guess in a different situation, like for someone else's relationship, communication would be super key. So if the man is feeling like if he's insecure because he's not as fit as his partner, then just asking would be a fantastic idea. I think, like, hey, does it bother you that we're not in line on this one thing? Or do you still love me for who I am? You know, that'd be a really important question to ask. And if it's a good relationship, that will be a good conversation that follows.
So I gave you, you know, a pretty extreme example, but how about another example? I'm trying to wrap my head around what you're offering here. Let's say a couple is having trouble in their relationship, or is that what you're talking about? Like, what healing traumas are you healing? What traumas
okay,
are you
so,
healing?
Yeah, go.
Maybe I can just give a personal example, if that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so during my experience, let me see here if I can map this out correctly. I was having some issues with, I would say, maybe trust, or no, okay, with vulnerability. That's how I'll say it. With exposing my own vulnerabilities, and I couldn't ever figure out why. And so during my first ceremony with my coach, I kind of relived this experience where when I was a kid, I was like playing tag and I hit my face really hard on a bar in the playground. My face was like swollen and I just looked like I had just gotten beat up by Sylvester Stallone in a Rocky movie, which is what kind of where my parents went. When I came home, I was hurt and I was traumatized and I felt like I needed to be cared for. And my mom was kind of, she just wanted me to be tough, you know, and she started making jokes, like Rocky jokes, and was going, "Yo, Adrian." And in the time, you know, like it hurt a little bit, but I didn't think it really changed the entire path of my life. And in reliving that experience during my ceremony, I realized this was like a crucial moment where I was vulnerable and I needed to be like cared for. And I was shown that it would be met with mockery. And so I learned to become stoic and tough and keep all of those things, keep that vulnerability locked down away from people. And because of that, I was actually able to have a fantastic conversation with my mom and heal that. And, you know, she heard me and she explained herself and she apologized and it was amazing, like, for us to heal that between the two of us. But mostly it was for me in realizing that, like, the strength comes from vulnerability and from saying I need to be cared for right now.
Process. Yeah.
And one more question from my side, like people who are doing bodybuilding, muscle building, and some people very strong. So I think we need, again, one psychological person for train these young people, because I have seen they thought they are very powerful. So they use aggression outside fighting, and the gym also they are doing, they want to suppress some people because they thought they are very strong. So these things, I think, modify in a different way. What do you think?
You mean they're like bullies? That they come across as a bully?
Bullies also, but not kind of bullies. Like, for example, like Jackery is working in gym and some person is very strong and the other person is not very strong, but he's also good. So what I have noticed, the young people, and it's not about young people, it's about mindset. Some people thought, I am very strong, so I can suppress easily. In the gym also, and the outside also. So I think gym also required these kind of coach, so they can guide these people in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion, Jackery and Amanda?
I think I'm understanding, like, in the pursuit of being like having a really strong body, people fall into that sort of trap of having to be stoic and not show their emotions. Is that kind of what you're what you're hinting at. I guess that's sort of a societal thing or a culture thing. Like gym culture is probably very macho and tough. And it's a much greater, bigger aspect of at least culture here in America too, is being emotional and being supportive and compassionate and kind is not viewed as manly or masculine.
Yeah.
And man, if I knew how to solve that problem, I would. Sure. The only thing I know how to do is to just lead by example and just try to be that person. And a big part of that, to kind of bring it back to veganism for us, is extending that compassion to every aspect of our life, and especially to the way we eat. We find that living compassionately and not, you know, forcing animals to die for our food pleasure is the ultimate extension of that compassion. So,
all right, folks, thank you. I think what I'd love to do is record a part three, if that's okay, with the two of you, because there's so many questions Raj and I have. So, folks, we'll be right back for part three.
Yeah.